inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and first the news is all full of the story of Nelson Mandela, this great hero who died yesterday. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I lived in South Africa from 1974 to 1977. I know a lot about Nelson Mandela that you're never going to hear from the controlled media. Nelson Mandela was in prison because he was a terrorist. He and his wife were terrorists. They were part of the communist effort to overthrow the government. If you go to Alex Jones today and look certainly at their pictures they have this picture of a massive crowd led by Nelson and Wendy Mandela. They're both giving the communist clenched fist salute. Basically, the Mandelas supported necklacing and other acts of terrorism and killing women and children. And the reason Nelson Mandela was kept in prison was because he refused to renounce the use of terrorism. But you'll never read that in the controlled media in the United States. Go right ahead. We've had with us this morning Andrew Skousen. He's going to be bringing us on this week's issue of World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the filling in the blanks there on the Nelson Mandela story. We also have something later on in the brief about Nelson Mandela along those same lines, trying to bring people up to a more complete picture of this so-called hero that is being eulogized across all of the major news outlets. It's almost impossible to find the complete story about Mandela in the face of such a complete whitewashing throughout the media. It's amazing how everyone is on board with the same sort of eulogizing story about the man.
Well, that's because the media is controlled, very tightly controlled, and our reality is controlled because of it. Go right ahead.
That's right. I think it's also that the media loves a sort of leftist character like this who has a sort of presence that can hold itself up in the spotlight. I think the media elite love Obama for the same reason. You know, he has as many or maybe more holes in his character, but he can stand up in front of spotlight with a straight face, and somehow that really appeals to people in the media. Well, so the main story this week in the World Affairs Brief is how the U.S. is caving to China. Despite pretending to have delivered a tough message over China's claim to air sovereignty over the East China Sea, Vice President Joe Biden meekly retired from China without ever demanding that the Chinese rescind the Air Defense Identification Zone, ADIZ, over international waters. In fact, he only ended up calling for everyone to quote-unquote trust China to have quote-unquote good motives. He knows better, of course, but he's following the globalist script that demands deference to this formidable and inevitable enemy of the West. China respects nothing but power, and the U.S. seems more interested in placating the dragon than opposing it. Older China experts all understood how China plays diplomatic hardball and despises a show of weakness, but they've all been replaced after Henry Kissinger came to Washington as Nixon's national security advisor. Kissinger engineered not only the fall of Vietnam, but rewarded China for its role in the Viet- in the Vietnam War against America with a betrayal of Free China, Taiwan, and handing over Taiwan's seat on the UN Security Council to the communists. China is always testing and probing for weakness, taking every chance to gain ground inch by inch and never giving back anything without a fight. All the modern quote-unquote China hands at the State Department are China boosters and follow the globalist dictum of kowtowing to China, making sure she meets her future destiny as the newest world superpower. Globalists want a future world conflict, and that's where this kind of permissiveness is leading. Last week, the U.S. appeared to stand up to China, encouraging Japanese airlines not to comply with Chinese ADIZ demands. Joel says, I expressed surprise and skepticism that it would last, and it didn't. This week, the U.S. encouraged U.S. airlines to comply. In doing so, Japan is outraged and feels betrayed after taking the stand against China last week, following the U.S. recommendation to stand up to Beijing. Even the pro-government New York Times recognized the hypocrisy of the move, though they didn't actually criticize it. Quote, the decision contrasted with that of Japan's government earlier this week when it asked its airlines, which were voluntarily following China's rules, to stop for fear that doing so would add legitimacy to Chinese claims to control the airspace above islands claimed by both countries. China's newly declared air defense zone, experts say, is designed mainly to whittle away at Japan's hold on the islands, which it has long administered, end quote. The Biden visit was a disaster for U.S. relations with allies, looking for strong leadership to counter China's increasing belligerence. Biden told American business leaders he had been tough with China, but that's not how I read his milquetoast expression of quote-unquote concern, says Joel. Here are my comments to USA Today's establishment coverage of the visit. Quote, in the Chinese capital Thursday morning, Biden told American business leaders he had been, quote-unquote, very direct in telling President Xi Jinping about the U.S. government's objections to a zone that has also angered Japan. Biden's first stop on his three-nation week-long trip, China's recent and sudden announcement of a new air defense identification zone has, to state the obvious, caused significant apprehension in the region, Biden said. Joel says, then he turns around and justifies this by saying, continuing the New York Times quote, as China's economy grows, its stake in regional security also rises, he said. That's why China will bear increasing responsibility to contribute positively to peace and security, said Biden. End quote. Joel says, instead of warning China about being responsible for any aggression over international waters, all he could do was point to the positive, which everyone watching took as conceding to the Chinese. There's only one way to put the Chinese in their place on this issue, and that is to say, we will not allow you to threaten or make demands on any aircraft flying through international airspace, and we will have aircraft on patrol to make sure you do not use force. Now that's a message the Chinese would understand loud and clear, but the U.S. had no intention of sending such a message or in any way deterring China's creeping hegemony. In fact, it serves U.S. globalists more to face the world to be accustomed to Chinese threats. Continuing the USA Today quote.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back in just a moment with Andrew Scott.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the Brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and we're covering the World Affairs Brief. Andrew, pick the story right up.
Certainly. Thank you, Dr. Stan. But here's continuing the quote from USA Today. China's state-run media Thursday repeated arguments that blame Japan, not China. The current tension in the East China Sea is stirred up by Japan to win pity, said an editorial in the Global Times, a Communist Party-controlled newspaper. Chinese analysts have said the new Arizona is primarily aimed at forcing Japan to begin negotiations over a group of uninhabited islands annexed by Japan in the 19th century. Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan are located along the East China Sea, as is the eastern coast of China. The sea contains vast fishing resources and is estimated to have untapped oil and natural gas deposits. China says it all belongs to it, end quote. Theresa Monroe Hamilton had the most scathing rebuke this week, and it put the U.S. response to shame. Here's part of what she said. Quote, of course, the U.S. has already seemingly capitulated to China by telling American Airlines and others to submit and comply with the so-called Chinese airspace demands. In essence, hanging our allies Japan and South Korea out to dry and at the mercy of the Chinese communists. It's a complete turnaround from Obama's previous stance of supporting Japan on this issue, invoking defense commitments under the U.S.-Japan Defense Treaty. This weakness and now capitulation to China is drawing strong rebuke from leaders. Quote, in an obvious attempt to placate China, the United States is sacrificing the assurance to our allies in the region that we are a reliable and steadfast security partner, Senator James Inhofe said in the statement to the Free Beacon, end quote. Jill says, once the U.S. allows China to get away with this, it sets a precedent that won't allow the U.S. to intervene later without appearing hypocritical. I expect the next step is for China to declare an air defense zone above the South China Sea, which will then affect Vietnam and the Philippines. There's no way this is going to remain a static threat. You either stop it now or it will spread like a venomous cancer. The next story is called U.S. Permissive with North Korea, too. Seoul says, I've long maintained that North Korea is being given a pass because the globalists know China wants to use North Korea as the trigger event to start World War III. Then the grudge match with Japan and the U.S. will begin in earnest. No other nation could get away with what North Korea did this past week without suffering the wrath of massive sanctions or outright military intervention. North Korea snatched a Korean War veteran off of his airplane as he was returning home from visiting North Korea to make peace with his former enemy. Perhaps he deserves to see how naive he was. The vet talked too openly with his quote-unquote guide about his service in Korea. While he was still in country, they set their intelligence people to work and found out he had been an advisor to the North Koreans who had turned against their communist master. An unforgivable sin to the communists. I would never set foot in a country like North Korea or Red China, knowing that if they ever decided to take you, the U.S. would do nothing to help. In reality, two Americans have been detained by the North recently. One was the 85-year-old Korean War veteran who was abducted from his plane and forced to confess to quote-unquote war crimes. The other was a Korean-American Christian missionary who has been sentenced to 15 years hard labor for committing hostile acts, quote-unquote, against North Korea. Here's a brief synopsis from UPI, and we provide a link in our brief. Not a few Americans have tweeted that, if it takes a war to free these men, then so be it. North Korea is led by a nutcake who needs to be put in his place once and for all. Trouble is, it's not the nutcake who is really running the show. China is controlling this nasty attack dog. Joel says, one of my contacts in the Far East revealed this week that his engineer friend has been working in Shenyang and Horan, China, on the border with North Korea, over the past year running a tunnel drilling team. He relates an interesting story. Quote, his company is drilling an 80-plus mile long tunnel that will be going toward North Korea. He told me that China says it's for a waterway, but it's a 20-meter drill head, and the tunnel will have a flat bottom. He later told me they will probably have no intention of putting water in the tunnel, but its design would easily support transportation. His crew will be on the job up until they are a few miles from North Korea, at which time they will be pulled off the project, and his Chinese counterparts will finish the rest of the drilling. End quote. Joel says, this is an American company, so the CIA has to know about it. What this means is that China is planning on supplying North Korea with weapons during the start of the next war, trying to suck America into another no-win war of attrition. Strat4, another insider private intelligence group closely associated with the CIA, wrote an article recently explaining why the U.S. betrayal of Gaddafi in Libya assures that North Korea will never trust the U.S. to ensure their safety if they should ever give up their nuclear weapons. The authors don't seem to have a clue about what the dark side of the U.S. government is really up to, but they do make a good point about how the U.S. actions in Libya have caused the whole big bad world to distrust us. Robert Kaplan and Roger Baker authored this piece. Quote, many aspects of North Korean totalitarianism, especially the personality cult surrounding its leader, Kim Jong-un, and trade and agricultural policies that cause widespread shortages, may border on the insane. But in one key aspect in particular, there is nothing insane about it, its nuclear weapons program. North Korea's nuclear weapons program makes perfect sense. North Korea would have to be crazy to give up its nuclear capability. Why? Because of one word, Libya. American behavior toward Libya over the past decade may have convinced North Korea's ruling elite never to negotiate away its nukes. And that is true no matter what the Iranians may do. In December 2003, 9 months after the U.S. invasion of Iraq, a time when the invasion was still being viewed as a triumph of American power, Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi announced that he was giving up his nuclear and chemical weapons program, his entire weapons of mass destruction capacity, in fact, and would open up his territory to international inspection in order to ascertain his compliance. True, the Libyan nuclear program was not exactly dynamic, not nearly to the degree of the Iranian one, Joel inserts, let alone the advanced one of the North Korean nuclear program. Continuing the quote, yet it existed. In any case, Gaddafi kept his word, and the United States went on to normalize relations with Libya following decades of the latter's partial diplomatic isolation. For good measure, Gaddafi ensured that his intelligence services helped the Americans where they could in the greater Middle East. Then in early 2011, the so-called Arab Spring toppled regimes in neighboring Tunisia and Egypt. The moment anti-regime unrest surfaced in Libya, the United States deserted Gaddafi, encouraged his enemies, and, under pressure from humanitarians, intervened militarily along with NATO to aid the Libyan rebels. The intervention, by its choice of targets, had the undeclared aim of assassinating Gaddafi. As it happened, Gaddafi's grisly death was the upshot of a NATO attack on his convoy, leading him to be captured by rebels and killed. Such was the thanks he received from Washington for voluntarily giving up his weapons of mass destruction. While Gaddafi's weapons of mass destruction program might not have posed a significant threat, its very existence was highly symbolic. Libya has since fallen into partial chaos, chaos that has further destabilized regimes in the nearby Sahel region. The lesson in this story for Kim Jong-un is clear, that while his safety with nuclear weapons is clearly uncertain, he would be even less safe if he gave them up. Joel inserts, STRAT4 always analyzes things with national self-interest as their core focus, which is naive. There are multiple conspiracies of power going on in the world, and little of what puppet nations like North Korea do has anything to do with their national interests. Continue the STRAT4 quote. After all, had Gaddafi kept building his weapons of mass destruction capacity throughout the years following the American invasion of Iraq, however slowly, the Americans might have hesitated a bit more before backing the Libyan rebels. Joel says, not at all. Nothing Gaddafi would have done could have deterred the globalists, whose objective was never democracy in Libya. Continues STRAT4. There are just fewer risks to toppling a regime without weapons of mass destruction than trying to topple one with them. One of the reasons the Obama administration hesitated in trying to topple the Syrian regime was the fear of the regime's chemical weapons arsenal falling into rebel hands. Joel says, establishment claptrap. Continued quote, and the Bush administration toppled Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq in order to prevent it from acquiring what it thought might be nuclear weapons. Joel says, establishment disinformation. Continued quote, Washington policymakers might reply that if North Korea would truly negotiate in good faith, they would offer its regime guarantees for its survival. Joel says, they already have. No regime change, and the military option is not on the table, has already been agreed with North Korea, and behind closed doors. I can't believe these STRAT4 guys claim to be highly informed intel people, exclamation point, says Joel. Continuing the STRAT4 quote, there are no such guarantees in an age of humanitarian military intervention and an international criminal court that thrive on account of sympathetic global media. Joel says, the ICC is run by the globalists, so globalists never get put on the docket for crimes against humanity. Only those who collaborate and get betrayed are. Last of the STRAT4 quote, keeping his nukes is admittedly no guarantee, but it will likely help them more than false promises from the West. But we in the West will help Kim develop his economy and move away from communism, Joel says. The old line the globalists used to aid and abet communism in China and Russia, which never worked and wasn't intended to work, except as it aided the rise of communist power. As Libya showed, no matter how compliant and contrite a dictator may be about a weapons of mass destruction program, the moment he's faced with unrest, the West deserts him. Joel says, no, the West creates the unrest and then deserts him. Well, Joel says, the next story here is about Russia's hold on the Ukraine. There are huge demonstrations going on in Kiev, Ukraine, as pro-EU citizens complain about the pro-Moscow Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, who refused to sign a key trade agreement recently with the EU. It was a last-minute betrayal, and the opposition was caught off guard. It had not been expected. Since then, various conspiracy theories have emerged, and they are all probably correct. The Prime Minister himself admits the Russians pressured him, offered him a customs union with Moscow, instead, along with a hefty bribe of hundreds of millions of rubles. Secondly, Russia threatened to cut off Russian natural gas, or more to the point, they simply threatened to raise the price, as happens almost every time the Ukrainians threaten to defect to the West. Russia supplies natural gas at deeply subsidized rates, which keeps clients hostages to the quote-unquote good deal. About 45% of Ukrainians support closer integration with the EU, with a third or less favoring closer ties with Russia, mostly coming from Ukraine's eastern regions, which are dominated by ethnic Russians who were moved in by Moscow to provide this kind of counterbalance to Ukrainian nationalism. The Russians have done the same thing before in the Baltics and the other quote-unquote former Soviet states. Some Western diplomats suspect that Mr. Yanukovych was simply holding out for better terms with the EU, but I don't believe it, says Joel. Yanukovych has always been a puppet of the Russians and came to power to curtail the popularity of the former lady prime minister, Yulia Tymoshenko, who was taken down in the old Soviet-style charges of abuse of power and embezzlement. Joel says, I'm always suspicious of the controlled opposition and have never found her particularly convincing as a true anti-communist. In any case, the politically biased court found the gas deal she negotiated with Gazprom as anti-economic for the country and abusive. On the 11th of October 2011, a Ukrainian court sentenced Tymoshenko to 7 years in prison after she was found guilty of all charges. She's still viewed as a hero by her supporters and leads the largest opposition party. In the larger picture, Russia is determined to hold on to Ukraine, not only because it is the breadbasket of Eastern Europe, but because it hosts the Black Sea Fleet, meaning that it has Russia's only warm water port. Switching back to home, the story...
Oh, we're out of time. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Andrew Skousen.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes.
To bring home the biggest Christmas tree, you better have the right trucks. The Ram lineup, with best-in-class 850 pound-feet of torque, best-in-class 7,320-pound payload, best-in-class towing capacity of up to 30,000 pounds, and best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway. They're the hardest-working trucks that might just pull off a holiday miracle. Start your holiday with some of the best deals of the year at the Ram Big Finish event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on 2013 Ram trucks. Visit your local Ram dealer today. 350, 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel. Payload based on available 6.4 liter gas V8. Based on Ram 3500 Tradesman ST regular cab dually when properly equipped. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2. Offer excludes chassis cab. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1389 per month for 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers regardless of down payment when financed through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 12-2. Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group LLC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, this is Sergeant Dan. Our question broadcast is about the world of air dreams. Something that sort of clarifies some of the issues that we talked about here. I think that people have to understand that the United States of the invisible government has been financing communism in China since its inception. In fact, the Chinese communists, certainly the only reason that they were able to take over the country is because the United States put an arms embargo on the nationalist Chinese so they couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. And it wasn't that the Chinese communists defeated the nationalist Chinese. The nationalist Chinese had nothing to fight with, that they had a retreat to Taiwan. And we have done everything we can to build up communist China. Today, we have a situation where we have tariffs So they, we take down the tariff barriers so that Chinese can bring their goods into the United States, and we allow China to have tariffs against our goods over in China. We encourage our corporations to move to China. Many of our major corporations moved over there because we give them favorable tax rates if they leave America. And then we harass them here with all sorts of regulations so that more and more of our corporations move overseas, take our jobs. But this builds up the Chinese economy, and we have intentionally built up the Chinese economy as we are progressively lowering the Chinese, the American economy. We're raising the living standards of the people in China and gradually shifting more people in the United States from the middle class into the poverty class, totally dependent upon government. And, of course, this is the pattern that we see over and over again. Gaddafi had the support of the vast majority of the people in Libya. Admittedly, he was a dictator, but he had made all the concessions that he could to America, doing away with his nuclear program. And what was his reward? Why, we financed the rebels who tortured him to death. And today we are financing the rebels in Syria. This is not a civil war in Syria. These are professional mercenaries we're financing and training in Syria. And the people we're financing and training and arming are killing the Christians. We've killed over 120,000 innocent civilians in Syria. There are millions of Syrians living in concentration camps because we are financing this war. It's not a civil war. It is a mercenary war. It's an attack on Syria by mercenaries that we are financing. And of course, I believe the American people should be concerned that our tax money and CIA black funds are being used to finance the revolution throughout the world, overthrowing existing governments and creating chaos and killing Christians. Before we go on, Andrew, will you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your dad, how they can subscribe to his newsletter, how they can get his various books and publications?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. The best way is for people to log on to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. There's a large button that makes it very easy to sign up for the brief. There's just a little form to fill in, and then you can send payment by PayPal or some other method. It's a modest fee for a full-year subscription. And once you do sign up, you can have access not only to this week's World Affairs Brief, but all past briefs in our archive. So it's a valuable resource there just for that. Also, even if you don't sign up for the brief, you can see all of the news stories that we post each week. That's, I think, a valuable service. We try to help fill in the gaps in people's news digestion by offering some of the other stories that we are finding that are particularly valuable up there on the website with links to them. There's also a link to our other website, joelskousen.com, and that website lists all of our works and the publications that Joel has out there. These include our most popular book of Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This is a book that is selling well still. It outlines the major threats that we see occurring in the near future, and then how to relocate or which areas in the U.S. are safer from it. We go through several strategies about how people should plan out their lives to try to make it to, or how to carve out a safe place for themselves in the future, and to have a strategy, no matter what their situation is, whether to hunker down where they're at or to work out another option with friends and family with a safer retreat area, or possibly if their financial stream allows to actually move to a more secure area, which is usually outside of a major population center. Anyway, everything is spelled out in that book. Once people find a secure spot, they will probably want to get one of our other two books, The largest of which is the Secure Home. This is a very complete manual that outlines everything about high security residences and how to turn a residence into a more secure area, as well as how to outfit it with some of the basic alternate energy systems to keep things running in a crisis. If people just want to do a smaller scale operation, they can get our most recently updated book, The High Security Shelter. This book outlines and provides plans for turning a single room, preferably a basement room, into a complete high security shelter to protect yourself and all of your stockpiles in a major event. So it can protect you from earthquake and seismic forces, as well as from social unrest and people trying to break in. All of these books are available on joelskousen.com, but they are also available just by calling you directly, right, Dr. Sarah?
Yes, they are. You can get the books, the three books, by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We recommend that people begin making preparations because we're moving into very difficult times, certainly. There's no question that eventually our whole economic system is going to collapse, and whether we will be involved in a war before long, if the war breaks out in the Middle East, and I do believe that the war is coming. I believe that this agreement with Iran is going to break down. This is what we get from our intelligence sources. This was never meant to work. But the thing is that the administration wanted a war with Iran. They didn't have the support of the American people. So they came up with an agreement. But, of course, it's not going to hold. They're looking for an excuse, and whether they precipitate one, whether one develops, I don't know. But sooner or later, we're going to have a major war over there in the Middle East. And one way or another, America is going to be involved. And you should be making preparations to look after yourself and your family if this should occur. Because we do know that the elite are making preparations for facilities for themselves and their families. You should make preparations for yourself and your family because, of course, the government is making no preparation for the civilian population of America. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, the next part of the brief here is more concerned with the home front. It's entitled NSA Spying Just Keeps Growing. Not only is the NSA not stopping its spying, it keeps expanding.
Hold that thought, Andrew. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds everyone each year millions of children suffer from abuse. And although hundreds of cases still go unreported, behind the statistics are the lives of innocent children. Help conquer child abuse and report what you know to local authorities. Remember, your call could save a child's life. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level,
Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. Andrew, go right ahead for the last segment.
Thank you, Doctor. Well, the next story here on the World Affairs Brief is about NSA spying, which keeps expanding rather than stopping. The Washington Post dribbled out another iteration of the Ed Snowden leak. But it's only commentary and justification. Nowhere does the Post utter a hint of outrage, nor is there any call to stop it. The Post reported that the NSA is tracking, quote, hundreds of millions, end quote, of cell phones all around the world and, quote, storing nearly 5 billion records, end quote, every day about the user's locations and connections, contacts with others.
Let me repeat that. 5 billion Sydney incidents a day where they're actually tracking where cell phones are. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're tracking you. They're tracking people all throughout the world. They're listening to their conversations, over recording their emails and faxes. They have extensive dossiers on everyone in America. And they're not interested in terrorism. We're financing terrorism. Where do you think the money comes to finance the terrorists? If you go up on the internet and look up U.S. or CIA finances terrorism, you'll find it there. Of course, you'll never see it in your newspaper, but fortunately you have the internet, and you can go up and check out and see if what I'm telling you is true. Or there'll be things that are there on the other side put up by the CIA that says, oh, we wouldn't do anything like that. But ladies and gentlemen, the CIA is the major source of the financing of the terrorists, both here in the United States and over there in Syria, where the terrorists are killing the Christians, financed with your tax money. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you. Well, the biggest hole in the story is that the Post is claiming with a straight face that they are not, that the NSA is not collecting the content of the call. But the Post, always a shill for government, assured Americans that the NSA does not intentionally target American locations, but only gets location data incidentally. Yes, it is, quote-unquote, incidental, but it's incidental to tracking all the content of the call, which the NSA won't admit to. The agency has declared its own actions, quote-unquote, lawful, since it is aimed at foreign intelligence targets. The FISA court rubber-stamps this interpretation while claiming to have zero first-hand knowledge of the facts. In other words, it is simply taking the government's word for it. That's not oversight. The Post admitted that the agency is still tapping the cable to connect mobile networks in the United States and overseas. You would think that the private companies that own the cables would go to court to demand the NSA cease and desist, but they do not because of an egregious and illegal claim of the government that companies coerced by the government to participate in spying are prohibited from objecting or speaking publicly about the illegal act. Incredibly, weak-kneed CEOs of Google, Facebook, and Yahoo are mildly complaining, but still acquiescing to these outrageous extra-legal demands of government. The Guardian tells the sad tale of silent consent this way, quote, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook and Marissa Mayer, the CEO of Yahoo, struck back on Wednesday at critics who have charged tech companies with doing too little to fight off NSA surveillance. Mayer said executives face jail if they revealed government secrets. During an interview at the TechCrunch Disrupt conference in San Francisco, Mayer was asked why tech companies have not simply decided to tell the public more about what the U.S. surveillance industry was up to. Releasing classified information is treason and you are incarcerated, she said. Joel inserts, notice she didn't say the government claims this is treason. She tells it as fact, but doesn't realize that it is illegal for government to use the classification procedure to hide illegal acts. Continuing the quote, Yahoo unsuccessfully sued the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which provides the legal framework for NSA surveillance. In 2007, it asked to be allowed to publish details of requests it received from the spy agency. Joel inserts, notice she didn't challenge the right to force companies to comply. only requested to publish details, which makes it easy for the courts to deny the request. The case was built on a flawed premise to start with. Continue the quote. When you lose and you don't comply, it's treason, said Mayer. We think it makes more sense to work within the system, she said. Joel says, sure, work within the system, which means going along with fines. Continuing the quote. Mayer said she was proud to be part of an organization that from the beginning in 2007 has been skeptical of and has been scrutinizing those requests, meaning from the NSA. Joel says, isn't that nice? Quote unquote, I'm skeptical. But what good is that when you don't do anything to stop it? I can't believe for a moment that the government would get away with putting Zuckerberg and Mayer in prison for standing up to government spying and defying them. They would have instant hero status, and public pressure to inhibit government bullying would grow by leaps and bounds. Continue the quote. Zuckerberg said the government had done a quote-unquote bad job of balancing people's privacy and its duty to protect. Quote, frankly, I think the government blew it, he said. No, Joel says, Zuckerberg blew it by not saying no. A day later, Microsoft jumped on the phony bandwagon by announcing a series of measures to quell the growing distrust in software products, which have had government backdoors built in for at least a decade. CNN, the government's own private network, spewed the following propaganda. Quote, still concerned about some faceless government bureaucrat peeking at your emails and other online communications? Well, you've got a new champion. Microsoft, Joel says, a fairy tale. Continuing the quote, the computing giant has announced a set of new privacy features in a post that specifically calls out government snooping as the reason. Responding to news reports that the National Security Agency may be monitoring more online activity than was previously believed, Microsoft attorney and executive vice president Brad Smith wrote that the company is rolling out three new features. Expanded encryption across Microsoft services, reinforced legal protections for customer data, enhanced transparency designed to show customers that Microsoft products don't have quote-unquote back doors that make government surveillance easier. Joel says, they must think we are all fools. Then referring to government snooping, this part of the quote. If true, his expressing doubt is telling, these efforts threaten to seriously undermine confidence in the security and privacy of online communications. Indeed, government snooping potentially now constitutes an advanced persistent threat alongside sophisticated malware and cyber attacks, end quote. Joel says, well, what Microsoft is really worried about is the rush toward other software products based on Linux operating systems that do offer encryption with complete.
We're out of time, Andrew. We're out of time. We'll talk to you again next week. God bless. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Dr.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, this is Dr. Chan. How do we understand what's going on in the world today? Well, it's really very simple. There's a small group of very wealthy and powerful people who want a world dictatorship under their control. And basically, they believe that they have a right to do that. And they said they have created subversive organizations working in the United States and Great Britain and comparable organizations throughout the world, made up of the financial and banking and military interests to establish this one world government. Here in the United States, they worked through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, in England through the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Trilateral Commission, and the Trilateral Commission throughout much of the world, including China, including Communist Russia. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, we have financed communism since its inception. We're doing everything we can to aid the Chinese communists and the Russian communists today. But you see, we have to have an enemy. So we create the idea that they're over there, they're the enemy, and that's why we have to give more power to our leaders here to protect us from that wicked enemy. Fidel Castro is a perfect example. We installed Fidel Castro. If you don't believe it, you need to get my interview with Ambassador Earl D. Smith, a billionaire who invited me to his home in Palm Beach, Florida, where we filmed him. You'll see this in the DVD World Revolution. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and there you'll hear Ambassador Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, when we installed Fidel Castro, tell you how we brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing he was a communist. They knew he was a communist. They brought him to power. Why? You needed an enemy. Fidel Castro's firing squads killed about 15,000 people in Cuba who would have opposed his government. He is fully supported by our leaders here. Now, David Rockefeller's daughters go down regularly to meet with Fidel Castro. And Fidel Castro has been up to meet with David Rockefeller. And basically, if you don't believe that, we carry David Rockefeller's memoirs, his book memoirs. You need to get it. You need to read it about how Fidel's daughters, pardon me, how Nelson's, how David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel, and how Fidel comes up to visit with David Rockefeller, and David Rockefeller there talks in the book about the secret cabal that he belongs to, page 405. And the secret cabal is working against the best interests of the United States, intent upon bringing about this more integrated global economic and political system. And he says, I'm proud of this. He talks about how they're raising the living standards of people throughout the world. And he said, the people who criticize us, what would they do? Well, I'll tell you what. I would try to bring them a free enterprise system, not try to lower the living standards in America, which it's all about. You can get this material. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our 4 CD sets and DVDs and 4 tape sets. You can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. We'd be glad to send you a catalog. And if you're not involved in this battle, then you're part of the problem. We're going to lose our freedom. They're going to collapse our economy. They're going to involve us in another terrible, terrible war. This war that's coming in the Middle East. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, when the financial system collapses, most of you out in the listening audience are going to be impoverished. And if you're not involved in this battle, you will have nobody to complain to because you